Julia Gillard is in Perth today, touring her community cabinet through Western Australia. Earlier, I caught up with New Matildas National Affairs correspondent Ben Eltham to see how the government is faring in a state where Labor's unpopularity is sky high.
Well, Labor's not very popular anywhere, so it's hard to know whether Western Australia is is anywhere different from, say, Western Sydney or Queensland or the rest of the country. Having said that, I understand that Julia Gillard was greeted quite warmly at some of her events today. So, it's not as though she can't show her face in public, but certainly we know that the opinion polls are pretty dire for Labor right now.
Now, there seems to be no love lost between federal and state Labor in WA. The opposition leader, Mark McGowan, is again out of town during Gillard's visit. And there was speculation that Gillard's unpopularity damaged the Labor campaign in his state. Is the apparent lack of unity doing more harm to the Labor brand?
I think the Labor brand is already pretty damaged. So it's hard to know what further damage could be done to it just at the moment. Look, I think sometimes that these kind of things are played up, they're actually maybe not as important as people think they are. Certainly, Mark McGowan was not keen to have Julia Gillard campaign for him. Labor wanted to campaign on state issues in the West Australian election. But you know what? There were a range of issues that West Australian Labor had itself with its own campaign. For example, the disastrous costings of their public transport proposal. Now, that was clearly a problem for their campaign. So we can't put it all down to federal issues, I don't think.
And Labor's made a fresh superannuation announcement today in Perth. What's new on that front?
Look, I'm not completely across the changes announced to superannuation. I haven't had a chance to look at them carefully. But what we do know is that Labor is seeking to try and deal with some of its budgetary issues by perhaps taxing superannuation, at various different levels. So the way that superannuation works is that there are actually very large tax concessions built into Australia's superannuation system. The government actually spends more money on tax breaks for super than it does on the age pension. So there's some very significant tax issues to address for superannuation, and there's a lot of speculation that Labor's going to wind back some of these tax concessions as a way to get more money for the May budget.
Now, this has landed them in a bit of hot water over plans to increase the tax on the super of wealthy Australians. Does that play right into the Libs' court and claims of class warfare?
Class warfare. Well, I don't place too much credence in these claims of class warfare. They've been trotted out by the opposition and also by a few disgruntled Rudd camp supporters like Joel Fitzgibbon. The government is committed to means-testing superannuation more fairly, and that means winding back some of these very generous concessions for wealthy tax earners. I mean, people don't really understand the way it works. The way that self-managed superannuation is set up in Australia, for example, means that very wealthy people who might be paying the top tax rate on their income can put a lot of their income into their super and only pay 15%. So in effect, super acts like a big tax haven, and the government wants to tighten some of these things up. I don't think that's class warfare. I think that's sensible public policy.
And there's also been speculation, this came last week from ACU professor and political analyst Prasser, that Crean got the tap from Gillard to flush out Rudd in the spill that wasn't. Do you think Crean did fall on his sword?
Look, I don't know exactly what was in Simon Crean's mind last Thursday, and maybe no one ever will until he writes his memoirs. It was a bizarre day. It was full of drama and farce, and if Simon Crean was put up to it by the forces of the Rudd camp, then they got their tactics wrong. They didn't have the numbers. So it was clearly a disastrous idea if that was the point of what he was trying to do.